If they're creating ET hybrids, Barbara Lamb, why? What are they doing?
Well, you know, there are lots of different reasons, so I hope you'll bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all worth mentioning. And by the way, these reasons come from extraterrestrials when people are having these encounters, and they ask the extraterrestrials, you know, why are you doing this? Or what is this all about? Or what do you really want? And they do telepathically get answers back right during that encounter. So these are some of the ones that sort of collected them over the years because I think they're very interesting. And we think they're probably the real reasons, but then, you know, how do we know? But anyway, some of the beings have said, well, in fact, many of them, different types of beings have said, we're creating hybrid beings because we are trying to save our own dying race. In other words, the extraterrestrial race.
Mm-hmm.
And they explain that they become too inbred over their extremely long history. They become weakened by this inbreeding. They can no longer reproduce. Some have actually said their females have become infertile.
Hmm.
And another reason along that line about there being a dying race is that they've been harmed by nuclear radiation.
They have been. Hmm.
And that means, George, that they've been harmed on their own planet by misusing nuclear material, as we are in such great danger of doing ourselves. And also, one group said that as they have done long, long space travels, they've been affected by the radiation out there in space, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Sure.
So other ones of the extraterrestrial group say that by creating hybrids, it will allow something of them, in other words, their offspring, to stay on Earth longer than they can do now. Because extraterrestrials usually, at least any ones that I've ever heard of, they come just for a very brief visit and then usually take people to their environment, which usually seems to be a spaceship, where they live and where they operate and where they do things with the humans who they bring there. But they usually don't stay on Earth very long, probably because they're just not constituted in such a way that they could handle our bacteria, our viruses,
our whole
environment. But some of them would like to stay on Earth longer. Some would even like to live here permanently because, compared to their own planets, they see this as a better place to live.
They would intermingle with us, and that they'd be okay with that.
Yes, some of them see that as what they would do, that they're not trying to eliminate human beings. They're not trying to take over the planet for themselves, but they would live here with us. And in order to do that, they would need to be partly human, so that they could fight off our Earth bacteria and viruses and so forth, so that they could survive here. Well, they'd have to be human enough for that. Now, other groups have said that they want to become more substantial physically by mixing with our reproductive material. They want to be stronger and denser, more muscular than most of the beings are. And this really fits because so many people who've described the beings that they've had encounters with, they describe those beings as being usually very, very thin, sometimes very short and thin and spindly, sometimes sort of middle height from a human standpoint, but very lean, very thin, and some are very, very tall and even thinner. So some of these groups would really like to have a little bit more bulk and physical strength and density. And still other groups of extraterrestrials have said that they so long ago bred out and genetically engineered out the component of emotion. And they look at human beings, and they see that we have some pretty terrible emotions, but we also have wonderful emotions. We have the ability to care, to love, to...
They don't?
...compassion, and they don't. And let me mention, if you would, a few other reasons.
Sure. A couple minutes here, Barb, really, before the break.
Okay, really expands our perspective. That they would, some of them would like to create the hybrids to actually upgrade the human race, upgrade us with higher intelligence, with psychic skills, with more of a group cooperativeness, with telepathic skills, with greater perspective of the cosmos. And some of them say they want to help perpetuate the human race in some form, even if it's in a hybrid form,
mm-hmm.
in case we humans should destroy life on Earth.
Which is very possible.
It's very possible, I'm so sad to say. And that hybrid race, you see, could probably be able to live here, although we might not be here anymore. The planet might not be livable. But they could live on another planet if need be. And some of them claim they'd like to create a superior new race, the best of humans and the best of that particular species of extraterrestrial. Some actually have come out and said they'd like to upgrade the human race spiritually. And those, that type of hybridization would be done by sort of the higher consciousness, more spiritual extraterrestrials. And some have said they'd like to genetically re-encode us, humans, by hybridization, to live in more balanced ways, you know, to be less hostile, less greedy, less competitive, less warlike. So then there are more selfish reasons, too. Some of them might want their hybrid offsprings to be able to live here and benefit from our vast resources.